Addiction Treatment Levels of Care. Prior to the 1980s, addiction treatment consisted predominantly of three core forms: 12-step recovery programs, Minnesota model-style rehab centers, and outpatient clinics, including methadone programs or therapists' offices. Most patients would be referred to treatment either through their family doctor or friends who had experience with addiction recovery. Those doctors would also struggle with making the referrals, as there were no good guidelines to tailor appropriate treatment for individual patients. The whole process was heavily based on anecdotal experience. In the mid-1980s, the American Society of Addiction Medicine, called ASAM, started developing such guidelines to build more structure to the treatment matching process. In 1991, they released a formal set of guidelines called the Patient Placement Criteria, which used a set of six dimensions to match patients to a ladder of four different levels of care. The underlying theory was that more severely addicted patients with more intense problems would get referred to higher levels of care, whereas more stable patients with less disease burden could succeed in less intense outpatient settings. The six dimensions, rated from 1 to 4 in terms of severity, according to the ASAM criteria, are as follows. Number 1. Detoxification. If the patient were to immediately stop using substances, would there be a medically significant withdrawal phenomenon which may warrant acute medical care? Of note, opioid withdrawal is not life-threatening, but can be miserable enough that patients may have a difficult time completing a detox process without slipping back into relapse. Dimension number 2, medical stability. Active medical conditions can disrupt treatment. Hence, a person with severe medical comorbidity may require a higher level of treatment to address such issues. Examples include chronic health problems, such as diabetes, or new infections connected to drug use, such as hepatitis C, HIV, or sexually transmitted diseases. Dimension 3, psychiatric issues. This dimension is where we would place dual diagnosis issues. Dual diagnosis means concurrent mental health conditions, such as depression or anxiety disorders, in addition to an addictive disorder. More severe and unstable psychiatric issues will highly disrupt treatment and may require more structured care, all the way up to and including locked psychiatric units for urgent safety needs. Dimension number 4, motivational level. This dimension is scored on an inverse scale. The more motivated the patient to change and quit drug use, the less intense the level of treatment. Patients who are pre-contemplative and severely impaired by drug use may need full residential care. Those patients would drop out or poorly engage in standard outpatient counseling. The assumption with this dimension is that for a patient to succeed in lower levels of care, motivation to change needs to get progressively stronger. Dimension number 5, relapse potential. This dimension addresses things like coping skills, basic interpersonal skills, awareness and understanding of the disease of addiction, and risks for relapse when presented with drugs or highly triggering situations. Patients who are in need of these things are often better served by higher levels of treatment to provide them the appropriate clinical education. Dimension number 6, recovery environment. A person's environment includes both issues of stability or homelessness, as well as social networks, which may be either supportive of recovery or enabling of continued drug use. The more dysfunctional the recovery environment, the greater the need for daily structure and guidance for the patient. One of the traits inherent in residential treatment is intense structure. In contrast, outpatient care can be highly unstructured and will require an overall healthier patient mentality. It can be a useful exercise to list these six dimensions for yourself and give yourself a rating of 1 to 4 for each one. Present this to your treatment provider and seek their feedback. There is some flexibility in person-to-person differences in using this scale, but highly different numbers should be addressed appropriately. For instance, you score yourself a 1 on motivation and your physician scores you as a 3.5. Treatment matching. After reviewing the dimensions for each patient, we would provide guidance and education about the different levels of treatment available. As there are four levels of treatment, this corresponds to the ASAM score of 1 to 4 for each of the six dimensions. Some clinicians will average the numbers to determine a bulk score. Others will emphasize certain variables, such as detoxification, when advising a patient of what treatment path to take. Level 1, outpatient care. This zone is the most common area for addiction treatment. It can involve a primary care doctor, a therapist, psychiatrist, or recovery coach. There are different levels of intensity for outpatient care, ranging from 2 therapy sessions per week to monthly follow-up visits. It is common that a person in early addiction recovery may see their therapist weekly, and that this will become less intense with good progress. Level 2, intensive outpatient services. This is usually a 3-month program that is often run through a hospital or clinic. It involves mostly grouped therapy, but may include some individual therapy appointments. Groups usually meet 3 times per week for around 2 to 3 hours per session. This program increases the structure in your life and may be beneficial if you continue to have relapses while in standard outpatient treatment. Level 3, day treatment. This program may last between 2 and 8 weeks long and is often hosted as a 9-to-5 group Monday through Friday. This path is analogous to you working a full-time job as your recovery for now. Level 4, residential treatment. This is typical addiction rehab. The length of time in residential treatment may range from 5 to 90 days, depending on the nature of the program. It is a 24/7 program in which you will be living in a safe environment while getting clean and sober. This is the highest level of addiction treatment and is sometimes necessary to completely break out of the addiction cycle. Patients who require medically supervised detox are appropriate for this level of care. A sensible way of separating each of these 4 levels of treatment is to list the average number of hours per week with each program. The outpatient level of care averages about 1 to 2 hours per week. Intensive outpatient, or IOP, averages about 9 hours per week. Day treatment averages 20 to 30 hours per week. And residential treatment averages about 40 to 60 hours a week of direct clinical care. More clinical time may be needed for a more severe addiction. A person with a less severe disease can succeed with less intense treatment.